You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 445, covering week 51, December 15th to 21st, 2025. Ventoy 1.1.09, a toolkit for creating bootable USB drives containing multiple operating systems, has been released. The program allows you to boot multiple OSs from immutable ISO, WIM, image, VHD, and EFI images without unpacking the image or reformatting the drive. Simply run the Ventoy bootloader, copy the desired set of images to a USB flash drive, and it will boot the operating systems contained within them. New ISO images can be replaced or added at any time by simply copying the new files, making it convenient for testing and previewing various distributions and operating systems. If there is room on the drive, you can also place other files on it, such as a preferred add-on or wallpapers, after the drive has been created using the Ventoy bootloader. The project's code is written in C and is distributed under the GPLv3 license. The new version features experimental support for the ButterFS file system, allowing you to use ButterFS partitions and ISO files and display local ButterFS drives in the browser menu, which can be accessed with the F2 key. ButterFS RAID modes are not yet supported, and compression of ButterFS ISO files is not yet available. Issues with booting OpenSUSE 16.0 and the Persistence plugin with the latest Arch Linux have been resolved. Ventoy 1.1.08 added support for FreeBSD 15. New ISOs are constantly being tested for use with Ventoy. Scribus 1.6.5, the free document layout package, has been released. This package provides tools for professional layout of printed materials, includes PDF generation tools, and supports separate color profiles, CMYK, spot colors, and ICC. The program is written using the Qt toolkit and is licensed under the GPL V2 Plus license. Pre-built binary builds are available for Linux as app image, macOS, and Windows. The new version features improved scripting features. Dependencies have been updated, including new versions of the Poplar and PodOFO libraries. The PDF export system has been improved with the font rendering and Python script export. Issues with the color picker and light/dark mode have been resolved. A vulnerability related to loading SVG images from external hosts has been fixed, although the CVE has not yet been assigned. Scribus 1.7.1 was released at the same time. Branch 1.7 is presented as experimental. After final stabilization and readiness for widespread deployment, the stable release of Scribus 1.8.0 will be based on the 1.7 branch. Branch 1.7 is notable for its porting to Qt6, dark theme support, icon conversion to SVG, a new implementation of dockable toolbars, and a redesigned color picker. Builds are available for Linux, AppImage, Flatpak, macOS, and Windows. XIF.org has released Opus 1.6, an audio codec that delivers high-quality encoding and minimal latency for both high bitrate streaming audio and bandwidth-constrained voice compression in VoIP applications. Reference implementations of the encoder and decoder are distributed under the BSD license. The full Opus format specifications are publicly available, free of charge, and approved as an Internet Standard RFC 6716. Opus is distinguished by high encoding quality and minimal latency, both when compressing high bitrate streaming audio and when compressing voice in bandwidth-constrained VoIP applications. Opus was previously recognized as the best codec for 64K bitrates, beating out competitors such as Apple HE-AAC, Nero HE-AAC, Vorbis, and AAC-LC. Products that support Opus out of the box include the Firefox browser, the GStreamer framework, and the FFmpeg package. Midnight BSD 4.0, a desktop-oriented operating system based on FreeBSD with elements ported from Dragonfly BSD, OpenBSD, and NetBSD, has been released. The base desktop environment is built on XFCE with GNU Step, WindowMaker, and GWorkspace optionally available. Unlike other FreeBSD desktop builds, Midnight BSD was initially developed as a fork of FreeBSD 6.1 beta, synchronized with the FreeBSD 7 codebase in 2011, and subsequently incorporated many features from FreeBSD 9-13. Midnight BSD uses the mPort system, which uses a SQLite database for storing indexes and metadata, or the RavenPorts toolkit for package management. Installation images for i386 and AMD64 are available for download. The LibMDBX 0.13.10 library, a high-performance, compact, embedded key-value database, has been released. LibMDBX is licensed under the Apache 2.0 license. LibMDBX offers a comprehensive C++ API, as well as community-supported bindings for Rust, Haskell, Python, Node.js, Ruby, Go, Nim, Dino, and Scala. The project's main repository has just been migrated from Gitflix to Sourcecraft. The reasons cited were complaints from non-Russian-speaking users and unresolved bugs in the Markdown editor that had been reported over 3 years ago. The project's GitHub mirror was also shut down but was later restored, with the explanation that this was done at the request of developers in China and Brazil, as well as the Tempo platform, which uses LibMDBX. VLC Media Player version 3.0.23 has been released. The code is written in C and distributed on the LGPLv 2.1 license. This release primarily includes fixes for bugs and vulnerabilities discovered shortly after the release of 3.0.22. The Debian project has begun testing Debussine, a system that allows for the creation of custom repositories for distributing newer versions of software, pre-testing packages, or hosting additional packages that aren't compatible with Debian standard repositories. Debussine is being promoted as a Debian-specific alternative to the PPA repositories used in Ubuntu. The project is being developed by Colin Watson, a former member of the Debian and Ubuntu technical committees who developed Launchpad, the Ubuntu installer, and the Upstart init system. Debussine is intended to be useful for Debian developers for testing packages on real systems before committing changes to the main repository. A developer could use Debussine to allow affected users to test a fix in advance. Debussine can also be used by projects that want to distribute multiple versions of software simultaneously, or that are unwilling to comply with Debian's requirements for packages in the main repositories. The debussine.debian.net server has been launched for testing Debussine. Currently, only Debian developers and maintainers with a Salsa account can publish packages on it. The debussine-client and dput-ng tools can be used to publish packages. OpenZFS 2.4.0 has been released for Linux and FreeBSD. The project was previously limited to developing a Linux kernel module, but merged with code from FreeBSD. OpenZFS has been tested with Linux kernels 4.18 through 6.18 and all FreeBSD kernels starting with 13.3. The code is distributed under the CDDL license. OpenZFS is already used on FreeBSD and is included in Debian, Ubuntu, Gentoo, NixOS, and all Linux distributions. Packages with the new version will soon be available for major Linux distributions, including Fedora and RHEL/CentOS. The second release candidate for GIMP 3.2 is out. GIMP 3.2 adds support for link layers and vector layers, as well as features related to CMYK color model support and color management. With the release of this release candidate, a line freeze has been implemented, halting the acceptance of new features in the GIMP 3.2 development cycle. The developers hope this will be the last release candidate before the stable release. GIMP 3.2-RC2 builds have been published for Linux as AppImage, Flatpak, and Snap, Windows, and macOS. NVIDIA has published the release of the NVIDIA proprietary driver 590.48.01, the first stable release of the new 590.48 branch. The driver is available for Linux, ARM64 and x86-64, FreeBSD x86-64, and Solaris x86-64. NVIDIA 590.x became the 12th stable branch after NVIDIA open-sourced its kernel-level components. The source code for the kernel modules NVIDIA.ko, NVIDIA-DRM.ko, NVIDIA-Mode Set.ko and NVIDIA-UVM.ko, as well as the common non-OS specific components they use, are hosted on GitHub. Firmware and user space libraries such as the CUDA, OpenGL, and Vulkan stacks remain proprietary. LANEMU P2P VPN 0.13.1 has been released. It's a decentralized peer-to-peer virtual private network where participants connect directly to each other rather than through a central server. Network participants can find each other through BitTorrent trackers or BitTorrent DHT or through other network participants. The application is a free and open-source alternative to the proprietary Hamachi VPN, written in Java with some C components, and distributed under the GNU LGPL 3.0 license. It runs on Windows, GNU Linux, FreeBSD, and macOS. OpenWRT 24.10.5, a distribution designed for network devices such as routers, switches, and access points, has been released. OpenWRT supports 2,849 devices and offers a build system that simplifies cross-compilation and the creation of custom builds. These builds allow users to create ready-made firmware with a desired set of pre-installed packages optimized for specific tasks. Ready-to-use builds have been published for 39 target platforms. Coreboot 25.12, a project developing a free alternative to proprietary firmware and BIOS, has been released. The project's code is distributed on the GPLv2 license. The new version includes 680 changes developed with the help of 110 developers. An updated build of the Chimera Linux distribution has been published. It features a Linux kernel combined with FreeBSD utilities, the DInit system manager, and the Muscle standard C library. The distribution is built using the Clang compiler. Live bootable images are available for x86-64, PPC-64LE, AR64, RISC-V64, and PPC-64 architectures, with GNOME, KDE, and a stripped-down desktop available. The project aims to create a Linux distribution with an alternative tool chain. Chimera, the author, is a former Void maintainer responsible for the Power and PowerPC architectures. Wayland is used by default in the graphical environments. To install additional programs, both binary packages and a proprietary source code build system, cports written in Python, are available. Currently, over 4,000 ports are maintained. The build environment runs in a separate unprivileged container created using the Bubble Wrap toolkit. Binary packages are managed using Alpine Package Keeper and apk-tools. GDB 17.1 is now available, the first release of the 17.x development branch. GDB supports source-level debugging for a wide range of programming languages: Ada, C, C++, D, Fortran, Go, Objective-C, Module 2, Pascal, Rust, etc. on various hardware: i386, AMD 64, ARM, Power, Spark, RISC-V, Long Arch, etc. and software platforms: GNU/Linux, **BSD, Unix, Windows, and macOS. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.